Thank you and a pleasant good day. Those of you in radio land, this is your speaker, Billy Joe Gentry, on the Living Word broadcast. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with our soldiers and our families wherever they are in the world. We ask you to be with our sick and shut-in who need a touch from you. Those who lost their loved ones. In Jesus' name, amen. Those helping make this time possible is McQueen Funeral Home, Wheat, Missouri, Foreign Funeral Home, Castle, Charles Leon of Goswick, and also the Living Word Mission Church right here in Simcoe. All right, we're going to get started, and here's the Jordanaires.
Christ is everything I'm needing. He, my hungry soul, is feeding. On my journey he is leading. Jesus fills my every is buried. All my sorrows freely he's sharing, and all the way he's by my side, and as I go I'm never despairing. All I need I know that I'll find, if with my Lord I would e'er abide, or not a day would I be without him. I will follow, let him lead. God forbid that I should e'er doubt him.
Some glad tomorrow when we lay these heavy burdens down
in this lonesome valley.
In this lonesome valley,
no more to roam.
No more to roam. Having labored on through joy and sorrow, hoping to receive a robe and crown.
Well, it will all be glory.
It will all be joy
in that sweet home.
In the beautiful city of the sweet forever. We'll look upon the beauty that fades no never. And happy we'll be.
And happy we'll be.
And happy we'll be. While
the ages fly.
All right, the Jordanaires getting started on this edition of the Living Word broadcast. want to welcome all of our friends, especially CJ and Sarah. They mean a lot to us out in Apache Junction, Arizona. All right, we want to thank all of our friends out in the Montana way and all of you who are writing in. We'd like for you to write to us so we can hear from you. My mailing address is Billy Joe Gentry, 46 North Thor Road, THOR Road, Rocky Comfort, Missouri, 64861. All right, here's Jim Reeves.
How long has it been since you talked with the Lord and told him your heart's hidden secret? How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through? How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no burden? Can you call him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you? How long has it been since you knelt by your bed? Since you woke with the dawn and felt this day is worth living, can you call him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you? I'll do a golden deed by helping those who are in need. My life on earth is but a span, and so I'll do the best I can. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. Traveler's load, I'll try to turn the night to day, make flowers bloom along the way. Setting sun.
Jacobs here on the Living Word broadcast, and I hope you're enjoying the broadcast today. I'd like to invite you to our services here at the Living Word Mission Church. We're located 2 miles east of Longview on Highway 76, community of Simcoe. Sunday school at 10, worship hour at 10:30. 6 on Sunday evening. We hope you'll come and be with us. We want to welcome all of our new listeners, and I want to welcome all of our new folks around the world. And the Living Word Ministry is all right. Here's a good one, and I hope you enjoy it. It's by Red Foley. We had a request for him. We haven't had him on for a while, so here he is. Red Foley here on the Living Word broadcast. We're going to move right along. Had a request for Slim and Salome's Cox, so here they are.
Oh,
Slim and Salome Cox from up in Kansas way, and I hope you all enjoyed them very much, or St. Louis, I believe that it is. All right, we're going to move right along with Charles Goswick, and here he is.
When the sand in the hourglass of life has trickled away, when it's time to leave this old world behind, I know there's a mansion up in heaven for me when I come to the end of the line. And God shall wipe away all the tears from our eyes. No more sorrow, no more death, no more pain. With our friends and our loved ones in eternity sing, all glory to Jesus Christ, our Lord and King. Jesus said that he'd be with us even to the very end, if in him we would only believe. And in the shadow of death, his light comes shining through. O Rock of Ages, I'm trusting in thee. And God shall wipe away all the tears from our eyes. No more sorrow, no more death, no more pain. With our friends and our loved ones in eternity sing, all glory to Jesus Christ, our Lord and King. Love for as long as I live, giving thanks for his amazing grace. And someday I know I'll see him in that wonderful place, when I meet my dear Lord face to face. And God shall wipe away all the tears from our eyes. No more sorrow, no more death, no more pain. With our friends and our loved ones in eternity sing, all glory to Jesus Christ, our Lord and King. All glory to Jesus Christ, my Lord and King.
Right, Charles Goswick here on the Living Word broadcast. I want to tell you that those helping to make this time possible is McQueen Funeral Home, Wheat, Missouri, Foreign Funeral Home, Castle, Charles and Leona Goswick, and the Living Word Mission Church right here in Simcoe. All right, our Bible lesson today takes us to the book of Romans, chapter 5. Paul talks about being justified. He says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I think today that we are losing a part of our vision in some areas about that Jesus Christ is the source of our faith. In fact, he's the source of our life. And we need to understand that he gave his life on the cross so that we could have life. The life that he gave us is eternal life. It's a beautiful life. And so we need to really look into that. And it says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And I think today there's a lot of tribulation among Christians. Some of it is our own doing. Some of it is just bad things happen to good folks. And this bothers us, you know. We wonder, well, why does it happen? The Bible tells us that that's going to happen. And Paul says that we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. When life is about over here, we have hope in eternal life that we'll live with him in the heavens. And we'll live with our friends and our neighbors, those who have made it. Those who don't make it, it's sad. I want to tell you, you need to make sure that your calling and election is sure before you pass away, because that's it, my friend. And it only comes by your belief in Jesus Christ. Verse 4, he says, not only so, but we glory in the tribulations, and tribulation works patience, and patience experience. There's a lot of good experiences that I've had with the work of the Lord Jesus Christ through the years. Wouldn't take a thing for this journey. I'll tell you, the journey's been good. There's been some hard times. There's been some bad times, very discouraging times. But, you know, we don't do our growing on the mountaintop. We grow in the valley. So in the valley, we find that there is, that's where the fertile soil is, and where our heart really begins to understand that we are justified by our faith in Jesus Christ and by his death, burial, and resurrection. We have that eternal hope. And what an eternal hope it is, and what a beautiful hope it is. He goes ahead and says, and faith maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Thank God for that. You see, there has to be a shedding of the blood shed abroad in our hearts to bring the hope of eternal life to us. He said, in patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God brings about and is shed abroad in our hearts with the Holy Ghost. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. When we couldn't do anything about it, he died for us. And today we can do something about it just by confessing our sins and believing in him. Putting our faith where it really counts and where it really works. And I hope today that that's where you're putting your faith. I hope that you have asked Jesus into your heart. You've asked him to come in and to live with you. It changes your life, my friend. It changes everything and makes a beautiful life. And so today I hope that you, if you're listening wherever you are in the world, that you will receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Join a Bible-believing church somewhere. Get in a Bible study. Get your walk started for Jesus Christ and enjoy the only joy there is, like knowing Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask you to come into the heart of that man, woman, boy, or girl who needs you now and who's calling on you wherever they are in the world. In Jesus' name, amen. And the time says we got to go. And you know, it seemed like it's short, but we enjoy visiting with you by radio and hope you'll write to me, Billy Joe Gentry, 46 North Thor Road, Thor Road, right here in Rocky Comfort, Missouri, 64861. Till this same time next week, from all of us here at the Living Word Broadcast and Living Word Mission Churches, God bless you till then, is our sincere prayer.